Childish Gambino, low-key, might be one of the most powerful rappers alive.
I'm an actor, a writer, and a singer. Some people have described me as a triple threat. But I kind of like to call myself just a threat.
The industry has never seen an artist like Childish Gambino. Between conquering multiple genres and scooping Grammys, Gambino has also cultivated a cult fan base and his very own TV empire. It's turned him into one of the rap game's biggest success stories, but hip-hop still refuses to fully embrace him. Is it because they just don't rock with what Childish is doing, or is it because they're actually terrified of his success? That's why we're doing a deep dive into Childish Gambino's come up and his reign at the top of the game. Why exactly did so many critics straight up trash his early music? How did he go from an underrated rapper to Hollywood kingmaker? And why exactly did he compare himself to Jesus and Tupac? We've even combed through his interviews and lyrics to give you a full breakdown of his beef with Drake, including all the under-the-radar disses he snuck into his latest album. Is Gambino's feud with Drake way more personal than anyone realized? Finally, we're gonna take a closer look at why exactly hip-hop is so shook up about this man. Does Childish Gambino really represent a new era of rap celebrity, and how might his wins permanently shake up the culture?
Hi, I'm Donald Glover, and this is Childish Gambino. Hi. Childish Gambino. So, I think the question on everybody's mind is, why are you so lame?
Lame?
Let's keep it real though. At first, nobody took this dude seriously. At the very start of his career, Childish Gambino, aka Donald Glover, was way better known for his stand-up comedy and acting roles. He got famous for being on the show Community and cultivated a following as a quote, rising comedy star. But between failed attempts to get on Saturday Night Live and get cast as the new Spider-Man, Glover also launched his rap career. The only reason he got the name Childish Gambino in the first place is because he used a Wu-Tang name generator website. It's mad funny. But right from the jump, Gambino showcased that he was up to something totally different from the competition. His early mixtapes featured him rapping over beats from popular indie bands, but his lyrics were a little cringy and jokey. I mean, this is a guy who literally rapped, quote, I seen it all like John Mayer's p-hole. Jeesh. You gotta admit that Childish was tapping into a way different audience than many of his peers. While artists like Kid Cudi, J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick Lamar were on the rise, Donald Glover was kinda using music as an extension of his stand-up comedy persona. And while he was building a passionate homegrown fan base, a lot of people in the industry just didn't take him seriously. Gambino's debut album, Camp, came out in 2011, and it had a ton of haters. Pitchfork bashed the album as, quote, one of the most uniquely unlikable rap records of the year, calling it self-obsessed and ranking it a brutal 1.6 out of 10. While Childish Gambino might have started his career trying to win over the hipsters were now declaring that they did not fuck with him anymore. Harsh. It didn't help that Gambino also filled the album with some more very questionable bars. Quote, girls like we go to LSU, you gotta do a show so we can come and molest you. Ugh. This rap stuff is magic. I used to get called Oreo and fat. Damn. A huge part of Childish Gambino's music dealt with him feeling like he just didn't fit in. His lyrics contain plenty of references to feeling like an outsider in hip-hop, namely with people labeling him too white or too nerdy or too alternative for the rap game. And while Gambino's candid honesty won over plenty of fans, it also made him pretty divisive.
I just wanted to do something else. That was it. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's really much more to it. I wish I could say like something other than that, yeah. But I just wanted to do other stuff.
But it's hard to say if people realize just how powerful he'd become in just a few years. Donald Glover's ambition definitely got way bigger from then on out. His next album, Before the Internet, had this super extravagant multimedia rollout that included a 30-minute short film, a 72-page screenplay, and a video chat with star Abella Anderson. Before the Internet got Childish Gambino a Grammy nomination for Best Rap Album and earned him glowing comparisons to Kanye West. This was obviously before Kanye went full Nazi, or full Kanye, or before Kanye bugged out. Like Kanye, Gambino was making a name for himself as the type of artist who could really do it all. This dude wasn't just rapping, he was full on world building. The scope of Gambino's artistic ambition was paying off big time. By the time he released his 2016 album, Awaken My Love, Childish Gambino pivoted in a huge way. He left rap behind and transitioned into making funk and psychedelic soul music. Instead of alienating longtime fans, Gambino's genre switch up only made his music more popular than ever. The album pulled in a grip of Grammy noms, including Album of the Year, and the single Redbone became a massive sleeper hit after it was used in the movie Get Out. And it wasn't just the music. After creating the TV show Atlanta in 2016, Donald Glover became a celebrated, critically acclaimed showrunner. Atlanta was especially popular because it was a totally different perspective on the rap game. Not only did the show embrace Afro-surrealism and dark comedy, but critics also praised the show for feeling cutting edge and modern when it depicted the behind-the-scenes reality of trying to make it as a rapper. Within just 5 years, Childish Gambino had gone from being clowned as the ultimate outsider to one of the biggest cultural forces the industry had to offer.
I think the only reason I'm allowed really to do this is because rap isn't that serious anymore.
But did Gambino become too powerful, too fast? As Childish's fame and fortune grew, he expanded his empire accordingly. He launched the so-called Pharaoh's Experience in 2016, which journalists predicted would change how fans might consume live music in the future. Pharaoh's was a multi-day live event in the California desert where fans were required to lock up their phones and download Gambino's very own Pharaoh's app. That's lit. How did I not hear about this? That's fire. There was a campsite, psychedelic art direction, and a dome where Gambino created a quote, mesmerizing fantasy world for his fans. Basically, Childish Gambino organized his very own fire festival without the starvation and chaos and all those other lovely things. While some criticized the whole experience as being a little culty, Gambino's multiple sold-out dates proved that he had turned his hipster fan base into a dedicated following. That's mad lit. I would go to something like that, honestly. Just for the no phones aspect, that's fire. Yo, stop f***ing going to concerts and just staying on your phone the whole f***ing time recording that. You don't even care about the show. You literally just want to post it on. It's sad. But some felt that Childish Gambino's rapid rise was also leading him to do some pretty delusional shit. In one interview, he declared, quote, "I am the new Tupac in a strange way." In another interview, he said, quote, "I feel like Jesus. I do feel chosen." Then he implied that people don't deserve his art by saying, quote, "My struggle is to use my humanity to create a classic work, but I don't know if humanity is worth it or if we're going to make it. I don't know if there's much time left." Some diehard fans thought Gambino had earned the right to talk his shit, but others felt like he was getting a little ahead of himself and that he sounded more like a Kanye wannabe than somebody worth taking seriously. Despite all the doubts surrounding his career, Childish Gambino cemented himself in the history books when he dropped This Is America in 2018. The song debuted at number one and the music video racked up damn near a billion views. Right off the bat, This Is America inspired tons of debate about the imagery in its video, from scenes of Gambino executing a church choir to him dancing with kids. Countless viewers had their own analysis of exactly what he was trying to say. The video was cited as one of the best music videos of all time, propelling Donald Glover to become the first rapper ever to win Record of the Year and Song of the Year at the Grammys. And the only other rapper to match Childish Gambino's history-making Grammy victories is Kendrick Lamar after he won for Not Like Us. That's it. There was some pushback to This Is America smashing all those records, though. Some fans thought that the only reason people liked the song was the controversial music video and that the music itself was kind of mid. Basically, they were saying that Gambino's Grammy wins and the nonstop praise were nothing more than hype. But at the same time, Gambino had clearly entered a class of his own.
I like Drake a lot. I like Drake's a homie, though. Like, I know him. But I would tell him to face, I think he's a really great artist. Like, I appreciate, I know there's a lot of controversy, but is there really controversy anymore about him?
But something that a lot of fans don't realize is that This Is America was originally written as a Drake diss. Childish Gambino's issues with Drake go back to the very beginning of his career. Some critics used to mock Gambino for complaining about the lack of respect he got in hip-hop. While Gambino routinely rapped about how his lack of street credibility made him an outsider, Drake was massively popular at the time, even though he was a former child actor from Toronto. Back in 2011, Childish Gambino got some attention when he freestyled during a show in Sydney and decided to drop Drake's name. And after This Is America dropped, Gambino revealed that his OG plan was to assassinate Drake's character.
And it started as a Drake diss, to be honest. It's like, I was like, as a funny way of like doing it, but then I was like, this sounds kind of hard though, you know? So I was like, let me play with it.
Drake eventually responded in 2023 during his It's All a Blur tour with 21 Savage. Fans posted footage of Drake performing the song Headlines while a message called This Is America, Overrated and Overawarded was broadcast to the entire arena. Childish decided to finally greenlight a Drake diss record the following year when he released the song Yoshinoya. While the track at first seemed to go under the radar, diehard fans began to realize that some of the bars seemingly squaringly aimed at Canada's finest. Quote, "N****s don't know there I'm at. I found your house on an app. People around you ain't slat. They plotting hard where you slack." The first line seems like a pretty obvious reference to Not Like Us, where the cover art is literally Drake's house on an app used to identify possible pedophiles. Childish is also backing up Kendrick's claims that Drake's circle isn't solid and that his closest friends are liable to betray him. Quote, "I'm in the mirror, I see what I like. It is what it is, I'm right when I'm right. Fuck with my kids, you fuck with your life. You fucking these hoes, I'm fucking my wife." I felt so weird to say. Again, a lot of this comes down to Childish echoing Kendrick's shots on songs like Euphoria and Not Like Us. He's dissing Drake for being allegedly insecure in his identity, and also mocking him for letting his son Adonis get dissed by multiple rappers over the years, from Kendrick Lamar to Pusha T. More than anything, he's telling Drake that he knows that he's just not about that life. But one of the most interesting and revealing shots on the song comes next. Quote, "Made a song, but spent more time writing a caption. My homegirl said you a stalker, so we ain't dabbing." Drake is kind of famous for writing elaborate captions on Instagram, so the shoe definitely fits here. But the next bar implies that Childish Gambino might have some real personal issues with Drake, and that he might be the reason why he's allegedly dissing him.
"You was at a show in Sydney. You said on stage you were top five, which you should feel like, because you are a rapper.
Every rapper should feel that way.
Everybody, every rapper should feel that way.
Absolutely. But you said you were better than Kendrick, Drake, and Schoolboy Q."
Yes.
The big question is if Gambino's beef with Drake could escalate to a whole nother level. The fallout between Kendrick and Drake has been hugely divisive for the rap game, and it's safe to say that Childish Gambino getting involved will only spark more debate. Right now, there's already a ton of questions about where Childish Gambino stands in the hierarchy of hip-hop. On one hand, his Grammy wins and critical praise puts him in a rare field category. On the other hand, some say that Gambino hasn't been fully embraced by his peers. Like, it's pretty rare that someone taps Childish Gambino for a feature, even though he has well-documented ties to Atlanta artists like 21 Savage and members of the Migos. At the same time, some fans argue that Childish Gambino is in a class of his own. Between making TV shows and music, Gambino's artistic interests clearly cover a lot of ground, and that his all-encompassing success in these different fields is a direct challenge to other rappers trying to compete with him. When you really think about it, the only other rapper who has had this kind of success might be Kanye West, and given recent events, Ye is clearly not in control or as dominant as he used to be. It really stands to reason that Childish Gambino might be the next Ye, right down to the batshit crazy things that he says in interviews. Most recently though, Donald Glover vowed to retire his Childish Gambino identity entirely. In 2024, he put out his reportedly final Gambino album, Bando Stone in the New World, effectively closing the chapter on a whole era while also teasing an upcoming feature film. A lot of people would say that no one really has the range and the type of multifaceted talent that Donald Glover has shown in project after project, and that's exactly what makes him so threatening to so many people in the industry. While this Childish Gambino era might be over, it's almost guaranteed that he has more music on the way. And now that there's a huge Kanye-sized power vacuum in the rap game, it might be the perfect opportunity for Glover to double down and really level up. Stay tuned, more rap lore on the way.